Cuomo says ending elective surgeries in a few days will increase the state's hospital capacity from 50,000 to 75,000 beds, and he says hospitals are looking at ways to place even more beds into their existing spaces. Late Friday, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, issued an emergency declaration that will help New York get more funding to combat the virus. Cuomo is asking the Army Corps of Engineers for four 250-bed temporary field hospitals, where patients would be housed in tents. And he says he has a lead on 6,000 ventilators that he hopes the state can purchase. He says health officials are exploring whether one ventilator could be used for two people at a time. The governor says that Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker has given the go-ahead for New York to start testing two medicines, hydroxychloroquine and Zithromax, that may ease some of the symptoms associated with the virus. The state will receive 10,000 doses.
Dr. Zucker feels comfortable, and as well as a number of other health professionals, that in a situation where a person is in dire circumstance, try what you can.
The New York-based company Regeneron Pharmaceuticals is among companies working on a vaccine, and Cuomo has exempted them from the general order for workers to stay home. The governor made his remarks as remaining non-essential businesses in New York were preparing to shut down. Hair and nail salons and tattoo parlors were to be closed as of 8 p.m. Saturday, and all other businesses except grocery stores, pharmacies, liquor stores, and hardware stores were to shut down by 8 p.m. Sunday. A member of the governor's press staff has tested positive for the coronavirus. The entire office that deals with the media is in precautionary quarantine. A spokesman says the staffer is now feeling better. Cuomo says he did not come into close contact with that person. He says he has not been tested for the virus, but does not currently feel the need.
Because I've not been exposed to anyone who is positive, I don't have a fever, I don't have any symptoms. And I don't want to waste the test.
In addition to taking steps to protect New Yorkers' physical health, the governor says there are concerns about people's mental health due to the stress and anxiety the pandemic has created. Cuomo is asking mental health professionals to volunteer their services.
They're nervous, they're anxious, they're isolated, can bring all sorts of emotions and feelings to the surface. When you're isolated, you don't have people to talk to.
The governor says if enough answer the call, the state will set up a voluntary network where people can use telemedicine for mental health assistance. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.